Hey, I'm Mark, I'm an alcoholic.
Is this a good distance?
Cool. I just had a bunch of good stuff to say and I can't remember it. So I was asked to speak on sponsorship. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what sponsorship has done for me and what sponsoring other guys is like. First off, my sobriety date is January 24th, 2025. And I do have a sponsor, same sponsor I got when I first started, and I have a sponsee. I think the big thing for me with sponsorship, and this is for people who don't know actually, a sponsor is somebody who takes you through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It was told to me in the beginning, like, it's not an interview, it's not my best friend, and it's just somebody that can get me through the 12 steps. So that's what I was told, and that's what I went with. And I found my sponsor at Yana Good Start. He had what I wanted. And at the time, that looked very different. That was like a job and a car. And I thought that was sick. So I asked him to be my sponsor. And the experience for me was insane. A guy like me, like when I drank, I was in isolation a lot. And I didn't really have any friends. And sponsorship forced me out of isolation. I also know that like my alcoholism thrived in secrecy, and for the first time in my life I had somebody who knew me and who I spoke with every day, and there were no more secrets. It was a little weird at the beginning, I'll be honest. I wasn't the type of person to call another dude and be like, "What's up?" and just talk. I'm still not good at that. I talk to my sponsor now, I'm through the 12 steps, I got about a year and a half sober. I speak to him maybe twice a week, you know? That's good for us. We have open communication if we need it, but sorry, I'm nervous, I don't know where I was going with that. Get a sponsor, sponsorship's great. It's built this relationship with somebody that I look up to. And my sponsor was able to introduce me to other guys. He'd been around for a couple years, and a lot of them are in the room tonight. Like, he introduced me to some guys that changed my life forever. And then I created this new group of friends and people that I could confide in and talk to, and they kind of like mentored me. And again, like, for someone like me, growing up, I didn't have a lot of, like, I don't want to say father figures, that's sad, but I didn't really have a lot of people I looked up to. So I'm very grateful for that. They also explained, when I came in here, I tried to sponsor myself, and I really did. It was like my first day in rehab, and I was on step 4 when I met my sponsor, and he told me I had to start over, and he explained the big book in a way that I hadn't looked at it right. It's different to say, like, I'm powerless over alcohol, my life is unmanageable, and there's a difference between that and, like, having to sit down for an hour and tell somebody how unmanageable your life has been and why you're in rehab. So that was an experience of itself. It just kind of breaks the steps down and explains it to a guy like me who had no exposure to it prior. Sponsoring guys, once you get through the 12 steps, you have to raise your hand to sponsor other people. And for a long time, I did not think I was qualified for that. But my sponsor told me that I'm uniquely qualified. That's what the big book tells me. So I held on to that. And getting to work with other alcoholics it's awesome. It's something that being able to see the light come on in other people and explain to them how your life, like, I was doing really bad, and I did the 12 steps, and my life doesn't suck anymore. And being able to explain that to somebody else and kind of walk them through the fire that you had to go through, it's cool. It's something that I want to trade for anything. I don't know. I think that's about it, guys. It's just, get a sponsor. If you don't have a sponsor, get a sponsor. And thanks for my sobriety.